It's time again for our regular fortnightly RNIB Connect Voices roundup here on RNIB Connect Radio. And I'm joined this week by Max Conway, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator. Hello, Max. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Toby. Thank you.
This week, we have opportunities for blind and partially sighted people to become one of the new RNIB Technology for Life web contributors, be part of the audience of a new panel show, and for people to give their feedback on how they found voting in the recent local and national elections. Max, we're going to start with those new RNIB Technology for Life web contributors.
Yeah, so we're looking for people who enjoy using different gadgets, apps and devices like tablets, smart speakers, wearable tech, household assistants, etc. And people who really like exploring online and discovering new websites. So if this is you, then we're wanting you to apply to be one of our new Technology for Life web contributors.
So Max, what would a Technology for Life web contributor be doing then?
So you'll be feedbacking on your experiences with different devices. So your thoughts about software, your first impressions of new technologies or apps, and quotes that will help customers understand the features and benefits of a wide range of technologies.
And how will all this feedback be used then, Max?
We'd like to feature the opinions of real users on our Technology for Life resource hub. Your feedback will be used to illustrate existing features on our hub and to inform new stories and articles that are created for our Connect technology newsletter.
How many positions are available then?
We're looking for 10 people from anywhere in the UK to support us on a one-year ad hoc basis, approximately one request per month. All communication will be via email and the occasional virtual meeting.
So, Max, if people want to find out more information and apply, who do they need to contact?
So, yeah, for more information and to apply for one of the roles, please email amy.stewart@rnib.org.uk. Stewart is spelt S-T-E-W-A-R-T.
And now an opportunity to be part of the audience for a new panel show.
So this is quite exciting, and King of Sunshine Productions are looking for fun and enthusiastic couples to take part in their audience for a brand new panel show.
So, Max, why should people apply?
Well, if you've ever wondered what it would be like to receive relationship advice from some of the UK's most loved comedians and celebrities, then they want to hear from you. And they're particularly interested in having applications from blind and partially sighted people.
So if people are interested in taking part, how do they apply then?
For more information and to apply, email your name and contact details to casting@kingofsunshineproductions.com.
Finally, Max, a request about how people found it voting in the local and national elections.
So yeah, if you're blind or partially sighted and were voting in the local and national elections that took place across the UK last week, then we want to hear about your voting experience. We've been campaigning for many years to improve the system so that people with sight loss can vote independently and in secret, but the current system just doesn't work for many blind and partially sighted voters.
So Max, what do campaigns want to do with all the feedback from the survey?
So by sharing your experiences, you're helping us make voting more accessible. We want to know, was your polling card accessible to you? Did you use the postcode tool to find out who your candidates were? Did you get any help to cast your vote? Or were you able to do it independently and in secret? And how was your overall voting experience? The survey is anonymous and takes less than 10 minutes to complete. We'd be so grateful if you could spread the word and share our survey with your friends, families and colleagues who might want to take part.
And what will be happening with all the research from the survey then?
We'll share the results with the Cabinet Office and won't stop campaigning until we have a system that allows everyone to vote independently and in secret.
Max, if people want to get involved, how can they take part then?
So if you want to complete this survey, please follow this link, www.surveymonkey.co.uk/r/fzq76n7. I will read that again. That is www.surveymonkey.co.uk/r/fzq76n7. This is also on our Connect Voices Current Opportunities webpage. Just search Connect Voices Current Opportunities into your web browser.
Max, if people would like to find out more about the items we have just chatted about and other great Connect Voices opportunities, where can they go to find out more and get involved?
You can join our Connect Voices online group, where we post our latest involvement opportunities, both with the RNIB and external opportunities. Email involvement@rnib.org.uk for more information. If you're already on Facebook, just search for RNIB Connect Voices and click join. You can also find certain opportunities on our webpage, including surveys on the cost of living crisis and about redeveloping our webpage. To find them, all you have to do is search RNIB Connect Voices Current Opportunities into your web browser. You can, of course, catch our fortnightly roundup on the Daily Connect show, with the next show airing on the 25th of May. You can catch up on all our involvement roundups by searching for RNIB Connect Voices on your preferred podcast player, such as Spotify, or on a smart assistant device like Alexa. And you can also dial into our telephone information line on 0203 432 1488.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Max Conway, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator, for sharing some great Connect Voices opportunities with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Cheers, Toby.